You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
It's Friday, and it's nearly the end of Rocktober here on IRC FM, Channel IRC, and Trax Radio. This is episode 189 of IRC FM. We've got some great music for you from Australia and beyond, keeping it a bit loud for the end of Rocktober. Don't worry, we'll calm things down a bit next week for No Rock Member. But in the meantime, here's UK female-fronted band Lamonia, and here's the song In the Beginning. Quite appropriate, really. Thanks, Foundry Road.
Find us at facebook.com/hardasnailsband and you're listening to IRC FM.
Welcome to episode 189 of IRC FM, Down the Pipes and Into Your Ears, each and every Friday. And that was Ice Cream by Hard as Nails. Izzy, the vocalist from Hard as Nails. Free ice cream for all. I did mention that on Twitter, that there'll be free ice cream for all, and there it is. That was a rather catchy song, Ice Cream. And you'll be able to actually hear Izzy from Hard as Nails talk about that song and a lot more in the recent interview episode of IRC FM, episode 188, that was released during this week. They're a great band. Looking forward to catching a lot more of those guys over the summer here in Australia. They're from the northern beaches of Sydney and doing some absolutely great stuff, including supporting Movember and Beyond Blue in a fundraiser coming up in Canberra in the middle of November. Before that, we heard from The Vegetarians with their song Number One. Slightly ironic that the biggest carnivore known to man, i.e. me, is playing a song by a band called, The Vegetarians. Quite funny, but there you go. All good. And they're from Sweden as well, which is absolutely great. They've had a great time gigging. Their new single, Your Tongue, is available from all the usual downloady places. And yes, The Vegetarians. Really, really catchy song there. Could possibly be an earworm. And prior to that, to kick off the episode, we had The Beginning. They're a three-piece female-fronted rock band from the UK. Beautiful melodic vocals and aggressive rock music make this one of the most exciting upcoming bands today. Their new album, The Russian Doll Life, is out now on all the usual downloady places. All of our music on this episode of Urk FM comes to us courtesy of the artists themselves, Juice Management and Promotion, Jamendo, or Music Submit. Got some great music coming up for you on this episode this week of Urk FM, episode 189. You love your music at 11. If you love your music at 11, tune in to Urk FM Metal Monday every Monday on Channel Urk. If you love metal, Urk FM Metal Monday brings you metal from Australia and around the world each and every Monday. Don't hate me because I'm metal. ChannelUrk.com. Urk FM Metal Monday.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
See Hey, I'm Peter Clitheroe from Suffolk and Cool. You're listening to Urk FM. You can find Suffolk and Cool at suffolkandcool.com.
And be very careful how you spell it.
Dead right.
Sometimes I like to put songs with a bit of a theme together, even though the songs might not be musically matched up together. The song that you just heard also features another pet like of mine, interesting band names. And indeed, the one before that has as well. The song was called Ballad of a Crash Test Dummy, and I'm sure you all remember that song by the Crash Test Dummies called There Was a Boy Who Had an Accident and Couldn't Come to School. And that was by Plastic Barricades. And before that, we heard Crushed Up was the name of the song, and the artist was Before the Crash. So I think you saw what I did there. Before the Crash started in the middle of suburbia on the seacoast of New Hampshire in 2007. An innovative sound who contains soulful vocals and modern guitar with hard rock riffs and strong beats. Their unique sound truly makes Before the Crash different from all other bands. The four artists that make Before the Crash today are talented, enthusiastic musicians who are passionate about their original music. And so that's quite cool. And Plastic Barricades. Let me tell you a little bit about them. Plastic Barricades, supplied by Juice Management and Promotion, like so many of our artists are. When autumn leaves begin to crash into the concrete of the city, three lads were out for a walk. They were thinking about forming a band, longing to play music that was trying to find its way out of their hearts, to fly around the globe to intercept radio waves and conquer the ear tunnels. In December 2007, old friend Dan, Jan and Kurt locked themselves in a rehearsal room and wrote their first song. What was it called? No one even remembers. In fact, that song never even made it to their concert set list, but it was the beginning. And so they come to us from Estonia. It's always cool to get some music from different places around the world, especially places that you might not have been able to get music from once upon a time. But the political climate and the world has changed a lot, so you can grab all of the music from all of the usual downloady places and click on the links and find out more. And if you do interact with them on the social networks, tell them that Irk from Irk FM said hi. Another thing that I like to do sometimes is to feature two songs with exactly the same title and to see how different they are. We're going to feature our first band, which is called Adventure. They say that they're back in the studio and they're from Norway. Always love Norwegian bands. This is definitely rock. Their record label, quite interestingly called Casket Music, quite cool. And their band motto, oh, that might be something else. So we're going to hear Adventure with the song called Wasted. And the second group who are going to play the song Wasted, or their song Wasted, is called Plank. And Plank are a five-piece. And they say that they are going to be writing, and they'll see us soon with some new tunes. And so that will be rather cool. They have a few CDs out that you can get from the usual downloady places, including Wasted, So Wicked, Standing at the Edge, Symmetry, and Divisional. And they're from Boston in the US, which is absolutely awesome. So let's have a double shot of Wasted. Seems quite appropriate in Rockvember, Rocktober, doesn't it? We'll be right back.
Mummy? Yes, dear? Mummy, I think I've just been bitten. Bitten? Yes, Mummy. I think I've been bitten by Urk FM. Oh, my God.
Urk FM Metal Monday. Subscribe now via iTunes. Now available. Urk FM Metal Monday. Looking for great quality, independent and unsigned music? You found it on Trax Radio, now featuring Urk FM, down the pipes and into your ears each and every Friday on urkfm.com and traxradio.com every Friday and Saturday. We'll be right back. Hope you're enjoying the end of Rocktober here on IRC FM, episode 189. And that song was called Breakout by Fretless. Oh yeah, great stuff there. Fretless began in Gothenburg, Sweden. So another Swedish group that I can add to the list. They began the recording of their album Local Heroes in 2010. And they've done many live shows. They've been the main act on many shows as well. And the album was released digitally in December 2010 from all the usual downloady places. And the hard copy was out in January 2011. So Fretless are not new in the business. They all have over 25 years per person experience as hardworking musicians. They work real hard on both stage and with everything else that has to be done in a band. People say that they sound like Accept, Running Wild, Thunder, Pretty Maids, Edge Guy, Saxon, Iron Maiden, and many more. They say that they've all got different sounds and that they believe that the three guys have their own sound with influences from 80s old school hard rock, and they call that the Fretless sound. Before that, I last featured this band on episode 8 of IRC FM. It's now episode 189. And so it's a belated welcome back to Woe of Tyrants. And I listen to this song pretty regularly on my iPhone. Woe of Tyrants from Ohio, and the song that you heard there was Break the Fangs of the Wicked, and they'll also be appearing on next Monday's episode of IRC FM Metal Monday. From Ohio, they spent the entirety of 2009 crisscrossing the US on a multitude of tours. After the grueling schedule came to a close, you'd think that they would, and most bands do, head home to relax and take some time off. Not the Woe of Tyrants. They immediately dove right into songwriting for their new album, Fridney, which was the follow-up to their album Kingdom of Might, which that song appeared from. This time around, the guys have seriously tuned up, or they've seriously turned up the shred knob, and have churned out an album chock full of incredibly exhilarating and exciting songs. And so, if you thought that song was cranked up to 11, I haven't heard any of the songs from the new album yet, but you can imagine. And on the MySpace, that particular song that you heard, Break the Things of the Wicked, has had over 141,000 plays, which is absolutely awesome. And awesome for IRC FM Metal Monday. I don't talk about stats often, but for October, I've had over 10,000 downloads for IRC FM Metal Monday in its first month of being a podcast, which is absolutely awesome. So that is the Woe of Tyrants. Hope you're enjoying the music here on IRC FM episode 189. Our next band comes from Lithuania. They were established on the 10th of November 1995. Their lineup has changed several times, and they also do have backing vocals and various guest musicians as well. They've played many solo gigs and participated in various festivals in Lithuania as well as abroad, including Estonia, we were there before, Latvia, Russia, Germany, the US, Poland, France, and Austria. And they have played a lot of festivals indeed. They've released albums called Civilized in 1997, Dreams in 1999, and Postmodern Game in 2004. And so that is quite cool. Their new album, Color of the Desert, is finished and will be released in 2011 if you haven't got it already. So let's hear From the Skies, and the song that we're going to hear from the skies is called What If. You're listening to IRC FM, channeloak.com and tracksradio.com.
Emma Dean from www.emmadean.com, and you're listening to IRC FM.
We'll be right back. Hi, this is Simon.
And this is Alan.
And we are from...
Standard Self!
That was really weird.
I don't care.
All right. And you're listening to...
Irk FM!
You can find us on...
Facebook.
YouTube.
MySpace.
Just search...
Standard
Self!
Yeah!
This is Katie Laurel, and you're listening to Irk FM. Great indie and unsigned music down the pipes and into your ears every Friday. Also, feel free to visit me online at www.katielaurel.com.
Wake up, listen to me. This night is all you have to feel. Right now, you're not human. The album makes you feel. There's no more being different. It's a solution you to start again. Can't I get the feeling? Lie down with your
just rise. Stay with me. Open gates of freedom. Be free this time.
Stay outside, you're my source. The crowd inside your voice is there. I feel before darkness.
Hope you're enjoying the music, and that was the penultimate song of Irk FM Rocktober for 2011. That was Sample Rate with the song Freedom. Sample Rate began from late 2002. From the first tune, Sample Rate, who was known then as Yaka Inshi, started to write songs in the newest For Ukraine rock style, which combined melodic vocals, symphonic polyphony, and hard rock riffs. In a few months, the band started to perform in local clubs. This was a good experience for the band to choose the best songs for their first album called Emotions. The Emotions was recorded in 2003, consisting of 10 tracks. They've then played in numerous festivals after that, and their songs are often heard on radio and TV in the Ukraine, Eastern Europe, and the US. So from the Ukraine, that was Sample Rate. And prior to Sample Rate, we heard from Last Approach with their song called Freaking Out. Yes, man, you are freaking out. We have Steve on guitar and vocals, Brian on guitar and vocals, James on bass and vocals, and the drummer Tony doesn't have any vocals to do. Let me tell you a little bit about Last Approach and where they're from. Last Approach are from North Wales. Absolutely awesome. I was in South Wales recently, didn't get as far as North Wales. Their debut EP is called From Me to You. They're a four-piece rock band, big guitars, big melodies, big harmonies, four guys who love making music. Their live set contains over 20 original songs. So we've had a great time here on Rocktober. I've absolutely had a great time as per usual. But we have one song to finish, and I think that this song's very appropriate. I played it on Metal Monday on Monday, just gone. And it's a bit of an earworm, so I will warn you right now. A metal earworm song? Really, you think? I played a bit of a sneak preview on the one of the promos a little bit earlier for Metal Monday. From Italy, this is Nanowar with their song Metal, La La La. And after the earworm, I'll be back to wrap things up. This is Erk on Erk FM on Trax Radio and Channel Erk.
Sotto la doccia?
Evidentemente sì. Noto con piacere che ti è caduta la saponetta.
Oh sì, grazie. La raccolgo subito.
Well, folks, that's Rocktober done and dusted. And don't forget to join me across Channel Erk next week. Erk FM Metal Monday continues. And on the weekend and on Fridays, we'll continue next month with No Rocktober. So if you're not a massive fan of rock, or even if you like rock, you'll like some of the music anyway on Erk FM and across Channel Erk as well. We heard from Lamonia, The Vegetarians, Hard as Nails, Before the Crash, Plastic Barricades, Adventure, Plank, Well of Tyrants, Fretless, The Skies, Last Approach, Sample Rate, and Nano War. Hope you enjoyed the music. Our music today came to us from Juice Management and Promotion, Music's at Mitch Amendo, and the artist directly. All music is played with direct permission from the artist or under agreements with various music content providers, and this episode is licensed under a Creative Commons license registered in Australia. Erk FM is a part of Channel Erk, which you can find at channelerk.com. Until next time, I'm Erk. Thank you very much for listening. Theme and bed music by Foundry Road. I'm Erk. See you next week. And good night, Interweb.